Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Sometimes we sing the song, "Swiftly we're turning life's daily pages. Swiftly the hours are changing to years. How are we using God's golden moments? Shall we reap glory? Shall we reap tears?" Swiftly we're turning life's daily pages. The years come and go so fast, and we wonder, where does the time go? It gets away from us so quickly. Because time is swiftly passing, it is vital then that we heed Paul's instructions in Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16. He says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." To redeem the time means to buy up the opportunities. As a bargain hunter buys up the wonderful bargains at a flea market, we are to make the most of every opportunity that comes our way. The moments we have are precious, few, and fleeting. It is our task to seize them and use them wisely. But if we are to do that, there are some realities about time that we must recognize and respect. That's what I want to talk about this morning. Today on our program, I want us to look at four realities about time. Reality number one, our time is limited and uncertain. Probably most of us are not very careful about our use of tap water. We take long showers or fill up the tub. We let water run in the sink when we turn away. And the reason we're not more careful is because our thinking is the supply is virtually unlimited. We're never worried about running out. But what if someone set a gallon of water in front of us and said, "That's all you get for the day"? I suspect that we would be much more careful. We would really think about how we use that water, wouldn't we? One of the mistakes we make with our time is to behave as though we have an unlimited supply that can be used on our whims. Well, the truth is, our supply is more like that water in the jug than the water out of the tap. We only get so much to use, and we never know just exactly how much that is. Some may get a 50-gallon barrel, live to be 100. But others get just a little bit, perhaps not even making it out of their growing up years. One of the members of our congregation died, and she was 101 years old. But I have also preached funerals for those who were in their teens or 20s. Well, what's the point? Well, the point is, time is not something we have in abundance. It is a precious commodity that needs to be handled with great care and thought. James says in James 4 and verse 14, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." Well, then reality number two, we have more to do than time to do it. How many of us start out our day with a list of things that need to be done, but then we reach the end of the day and find there's still more than a few things that we haven't got to yet? Well, I suspect that is the way things are with most folks. Even people who are retired often complain that they are busier now than they were when they were working. Now, there are two things I want to say about this reality. First, we need to be careful about what's falling to the bottom of our list every day and ultimately getting bumped. Often, it is pressing things that shout their way to the top of our list, and the truly important things are quietly pushed to the bottom and don't get done. What kinds of things wind up on the bottom of the list? Well, if it's things like Bible study and prayer, time to do the Bible reading with my children, then that's not good. We understand that there is nothing more important than seeking God and His will for our lives. You remember Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Well, these things, our food, clothing, and shelter, are important, but they're not as important as the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If I place earthly chores above the spiritual growth of me and my family, there will be a price to be paid in grief down the road. And second, we must not be deluded by the myth of future free time. Sometimes we allow ourselves to deal with what is pressing and neglect what is important because we tell ourselves that one day we will have more time. One day when I finish my education, or when I establish my career, or when my children get a little older, or when I finish this project at work, or when my kids are out of the house, or when I retire, then I'll have more free time to do the things that are really important. Well, this is like Felix, who after hearing the gospel, sent Paul away promising to call him again when he had a convenient time, Acts 24, verse 25. Well, there's no record in Scripture that he ever found the time. Let's not be fooled by the myth of free time. We never reach a point in our lives where we will have all this time on our hands to do the things that are really important. The truth is, if I can't make time for those things now, my problem is not with time. The problem is, those things are not important enough to me. You see, we will make time for the things that matter most to us. Now, the next reality springs from this one. Because our list is full, we can't add anything to our list without knocking something off. You know, this is one of those hard life realities that we simply cannot afford to ignore. Because there are only so many hours in the day, and because we're working with lists that are already full, when I start saying yes and committing my time to different activities, then at the very same time, that means I'm saying no to something else. When I start adding to my list, what am I knocking off? Now, go back to the gallon jug of water you've been given to use for one day. Now, you could take the gallon and use it all to wash some dishes. This would not be a bad way to use it. However, if saying yes to the dishes meant you were saying no to having any drinking water for that day, you might want to reconsider. And the same is true when it comes to our use of time. There's nothing wrong with working overtime and making a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong in going out with friends or working on a hobby. But it becomes a problem when my time begins to be used up by those things and some important things begin to get knocked off my list. That overtime may become a problem when it means I'm constantly knocking church services off the list. That time I spend hanging out with friends may become a problem when it means I'm constantly knocking off my list events that are important to my wife and children. That hobby may become a problem when it means my Bible lays shut on the dresser in the bedroom, or I can't remember the last time I paused and prayed to God. It is not simply an issue of what I am choosing to do with my time. It is equally important to consider what I am sacrificing in the process. The bottom line is this. There are some things that are more important than others and deserve our time more than others. Remember what Jesus says we must seek first. And so it is God's expectation that I make wise decisions about how I choose to spend this precious commodity we call time. I need to make sure that I spend it on the right things. Well, this brings us to our last reality, and that is, we are responsible to use our time wisely. You know, God has given us work to do, and He has given us time in which to do it. And He expects us to make wise decisions about the use of our time so that we do the work that He has called upon us to do. You know, Jesus understood this. Jesus said in John 9, verse 4, I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Now notice, God the Father had given Jesus work to do. But Jesus understood He had a limited time here on earth in which to do this work. Therefore, He saw the urgency in making good decisions about the use of His time. And God expects us to do the same. You know, the psalmist said in Psalm 90 and verse 12, So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Notice, teach us to number our days. In other words, teach us to recognize the brevity of life. Teach us to place proper value on our time. And in so doing, we will use our time wisely and get a heart of wisdom. You know, this was Paul's point in Ephesians 5, verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time means that we're to use our time well. He said, because the days are evil. Well, these are the days in which evil abound. And the point is, in order to keep the evil of the day from taking control of our lives, we need to redeem the time, use our time wisely. And so, God expects us to be wise in the use of time. To summarize what we've talked about today, we have a God-given responsibility to recognize, number one, that we all have work to do in His service. Number two, our time is limited in doing this work. Number three, many things press for our attention. Number four, sacrifices have to be made if we're going to use our time well. Number five, some things are more important than others. And number six, we must make wise choices. Look with me again at the song we mentioned at the beginning of the program. Swiftly we're turning life's daily pages. Swiftly the hours are changing to years. How are we using God's golden moments? Shall we reap glory? Shall we reap tears? Notice, the writer here asks us to consider how we're using our time, God's golden moments, because, in the end, our eternity will be determined in part by the choices we make. And that's right. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." In the judgment, we will give an account for what we have done in this body. And Paul says in Romans 2 and verse 6 that God will render to each one according to his deeds. Our deeds are determined by the choices we make and how we use our time. And so, we will be held accountable before God for how we have used our time. May we commit ourselves to invest our time wisely. Far more important than the investment we choose to make in the stock market is how we choose to invest our time. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcasts, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program that you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, there are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559. Also, we want to invite you to check out our website. On this website, you're able to hear sermons on a variety of Bible topics, and you also are able to hear previous Bible Talk radio broadcasts. The web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. That's sjchurchofchrist.com. Again, thank you for listening, and join us next week for Bible Talk.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.